Magic Light Pictures, in association with Studio Soy, presents Helena Bonham Carter, Rob Brydon, Robbie Coltrane, James Corden, Shirley Henderson, John Hurt, Tom Wilkinson. Deep, crisp snow covers the ground in a forest, and in the dappled sunlight beside a tree are some large round footprints with three little dots for toes. A young red squirrel runs up the tree and into her nest, then comes out again with her brother, and they both go down to look at the funny footprints.
Whose are these footprints?
The Gruffalo.
Mama? The Gruffalo's been here!
Their mum comes to join them.
No. Too small.
Huh? What else could it be?
What else could it be?
She puts her arms around them.
Well, I'll tell you what it could be.
On the edge of the forest, a small brown creature with big ears, big round yellow eyes, and sticky out teeth picks up a stick doll and looks around the tree with wonder. The Gruffalo's Child. The little Gruffalo reaches under the tree's roots and picks up a sleeping hedgehog who wakes and curls into a ball, so she drops it. She watches as it hurries away through the snow towards the trees, then picks up her stick and goes after it. She glances back over her shoulder, then enters the dark forest and smiles with amazement. She looks at the rays of golden sunlight that shine down between the trees. Then she's suddenly picked up in a strong brown furry arm and carried out by a big Gruffalo.
The Gruffalo said that...
No Gruffalo should ever set foot in the deep, dark wood.
Why not?
Why not? Oh. Because if you do, the big bad mouse will be after you. I met him once,
said the Gruffalo.
I met him a long, long time ago.
The big Gruffalo walks back to their cave and sits down thoughtfully. Then the Gruffalo's child comes in.
What does he look like? Tell us, Dad. Is he terribly big and terribly bad?
I can't quite remember,
the Gruffalo said.
She jumps onto her dad's lap and hugs him.
Then he thought for a minute and scratched his head.
The little Gruffalo watches him, waiting.
The big bad mouse is terribly strong.
Terribly strong.
And his scaly tail is terribly long.
Terribly long.
His eyes are like pools of terrible fire.
Terrible fire.
And his terrible whiskers are tougher than wire.
Tougher than wire.
She draws a picture.
The big bad mouse is terribly strong,
and his scaly tail
is terribly long. His eyes are like pools of terrible fire, and his terrible whiskers are tougher than wire.
The Gruffalo's child looks at the mouse drawing on the wall.
The big bad mouse.
It has sharp, jagged teeth and long whiskers. The Gruffalo sleeps next to his daughter with an arm draped over her, so heavy that she can't get out from under it.
One snowy night, when the Gruffalo snored, the Gruffalo's child was feeling bored.
She wriggles free and goes to look at the mouse drawing on the cave wall. Then she stands in the entrance of the cave and looks outside as snow falls down. She looks across at the trees in the forest and smiles. The Gruffalo's child sneaks back to her dad and grabs the stick doll from him, then heads out of the cave with it.
The Gruffalo's child was feeling brave, so she tiptoed out of the Gruffalo cave.
She looks up a little fearfully at a crow sitting on the branch of a dead tree. She looks back at the cave with its warm, comforting, fiery glow, then carries on towards the forest.
The snow fell fast and the wind blew wild. Into the wood went the Gruffalo's child.
She turns back to the bird with a frown, then falls down a ditch. Ahead of her is the dark forest. A black, earthen ground with small patches of snow and tall, foreboding trees. The Gruffalo's child stands and walks on. She looks towards the sound. Then a bird flies past her and settles on a branch. It's a small red-breasted robin. The Gruffalo's child slides down a ditch and climbs up the other side. Then she walks past a fallen tree and watches as a hedgehog scurries away.
Ah! Oh! A trail in the snow. Whose is this trail? Oh. And where does it go?
She follows the thin, curving line in the snow and comes across a snake's tail.
A tail poked out of a log pile house.
Could this be the tail of the big bad mouse?
She touches it and it whips inside. As the Gruffalo's child looks for it, the snake slides out behind her.
Out slid the creature.
It creeps up on her with its jaws open wide. Then the Gruffalo's child falls backwards and accidentally jams her stick doll in its mouth. The snake struggles and she grabs the doll.
His eyes are small. And he doesn't have whiskers.
No, none at all.
You're not the mouse.
She stands on the snake's body and pulls at the stick until it finally comes free.
Not I,
said the snake.
He looks out through the trees.
But he's down by the lake.
Oh.
The Gruffalo's child sets off along the path.
Eating Gruffalo cake.
She reaches the frozen lake and looks up in awe at the thin icy branches hanging down over the shore. The Gruffalo's child walks beneath them, then spots a frozen waterfall up ahead. She steps onto the ice and slips over. She pushes herself and slides backwards. Then She's sliding around on her feet. She falls down onto her tummy and looks down at a frog under the ice, who's looking up at her. The ice begins to melt around her and she stands up, watching as the white, icy surface becomes clear. The whole lake is melting and she sees the snake on the shore, watching her with a mischievous grin. The ice breaks and the Gruffalo's child falls through into the water. She manages to grab onto a piece and flings herself onto land where she lies in the snow. She turns round and looks at the snake, who slides away, disappointed. The two squirrel children look up at their mum. Then they all go into the shelter of the tree.
The snow fell fast and the wind blew wild.
Lumps of snow fall on the Gruffalo's child from the tree above and she stands up.
I'm not scared,
said the Gruffalo's child.
She looks up at the branches and watches two white minks run across them, then down and over the snowy ground. She climbs a ridge to go after them, but when they see her, they run off again.
Aha!
The Gruffalo's child finds some footprints.
Marks in the snow.
They cross stepping stones over a stream.
Whose are these claw marks? Where do they go?
The Gruffalo's child follows them, and the two minks follow her. But suddenly, a bird swoops down and takes one of them. The Gruffalo's child looks back and sees the remaining mink run away. Then something in the tree ahead, looking down on her with big yellow eyes. She plants her stick doll in the snow and starts climbing the tree, but the doll falls over.
Shh! Two eyes gleamed out of a treetop house. Could these be the eyes of the big bad mouse?
Flurries of snowflakes fall on her as she climbs the last few branches up to the dark hole in the tree trunk that the yellow eyes peered out of. Bird jumps out at her, an owl with big eyes. And when the Gruffalo falls, she grabs onto its legs. They both drop to the ground, but the owl flaps its wings, slowing them down.
Down flew the creature.
The Gruffalo's child sits up, covered in snow, and the owl hops angrily away.
His tail is short, and he doesn't have whiskers of any sort. You're not the mouse.
To reach you! Not I!
The owl looks into the Gruffalo's eyes and thinks.
But he's somewhere nearby. Eating Gruffalo pie.
He flies up with great effort, but is thrown backwards by the wind. The Gruffalo's child walks on through the storm.
The snow fell fast and the wind blew wild.
Unable to push against its great strength, she takes cover behind the roots of a fallen tree and sits there shivering, cold and afraid.
I'm not scared,
said the Gruffalo's child.
The snow blows around her, all alone by the fallen tree in the wood. The older squirrel looks up at her mum.
And then?
Later, when the snowstorm has died down, the Gruffalo's child opens her eyes. She sees a line of footprints in the snow.
A track in the snow. Whose is this track? And where does it go?
She follows them through the trees to a large pointed nose with whiskers sticking out of a hole.
Whiskers at last, and an underground house. Could this be the home of the big bad mouse?
Clutching her stick doll in one hand, the Gruffalo's child watches the nose for a while. Then she jumps over a fallen tree and walks slowly towards it. She slips and falls into the hole. When she looks up, the animal's gone.
Out slunk the creature.
What?
An animal with red furry legs walks past, then pokes its furry whiskered nose in and sniffs before putting a big white eye to the hole.
His eyes aren't fiery. His tail isn't scaly.
She grabs its nose.
His whiskers aren't wiry.
A fox.
You're not the mouse!
He backs into a rock and snow falls on him.
Gruffalo!
You're not the mouse!
Mouse? Oh no! Not me! He's under a tree. Drinking. Gruffalo tea.
The fox scuttles back into his house. The Gruffalo's child walks slowly through the knee-high snow with her head down. Then she stops and looks back.
It's all a trick,
said the Gruffalo's child, as she sat on a stump where the snow lay piled.
I don't believe in the big bad mouse.
She sits on the snow-covered tree stump, staring sadly down at the ground, with the forest behind her and the stick doll in her hand. Ahead of her, a snowman stands with its arms outstretched. Beside it, a small hole in the snow, and out of that comes a little brown mouse. He smiles at his snowman and goes back inside. The Gruffalo's child opens one eye, then looks over towards the snowman. She gets down from her stump and walks towards it. The mouse comes backwards out of its hole, sweeping the front path, and unaware of the Gruffalo's child watching it.
But here comes a little one out of his house. Not big, not bad, but a mouse at least. You'll taste good as a midnight feast.
The mouse swallows nervously and heads back towards his house, but the Gruffalo's child blocks his way. The mouse goes the other way, and she lies down in front of it. He scurries back to his house, but the Gruffalo's child grabs his tail and picks him up, then pops him in her mouth.
Wait! Said the mouse.
Before you eat!
She takes him out again.
There's a friend of mine that you ought to meet. If you'll let me hop onto a
Hazel Twig, I'll beckon my friend so bad and big.
The Gruffalo's child unclenched her fist.
The big bad mouse? So he does exist?
Mm-hmm.
The Gruffalo's child puts the mouse up on the hazel twig and waits.
The mouse hopped into the hazel tree. He beckoned, then said,
"Just wait and see."
The Gruffalo's child looks around, waiting, and picks up her stick doll.
Out came the moon. It was bright and round.
The shadow of a giant mouse.
A terrible shadow fell onto the ground.
It falls over the Gruffalo's child.
Who is this creature? So big, bad and strong. His tail and his whiskers are terribly long. His ears are enormous. And over his shoulder, he carries a nut as big as a boulder.
The big bad mouse!
Yelled the Gruffalo's child.
She runs away, while the little brown mouse, who's standing on the hazel twig, casting scary shadows in the moonlight, stops to rest.
The mouse!
The mouse jumped down from the twig and smiled.
The Gruffalo's child runs back through the forest, past the fox, who pokes his head out of his house and has snow fall on him. The mouse finds some footprints.
Oh, prints in the snow. Whose are these footprints? Where do they go?
The Gruffalo's child runs back past the owl, who falls out of his tree in surprise. The mouse follows her footprints past the fox, while the Gruffalo's child runs back past the snake. Then the mouse passes the owl, who's stuck upside down in the snow.
Ow!
The Gruffalo's child runs through the dark wood and up the muddy ditch. She reaches the edge of the forest and drops down in the snow, looking over at the Gruffalo cave and the warm, fiery glow coming from inside it. She stands, smiles, and goes towards it. Inside, she finds the little wooden animals that she tells stories to. Then her dad, fast asleep on some straw. The Gruffalo's child tiredly rubs her eyes and goes to sit beside him. She looks across at the opposite wall and the drawing of the mouse.
The big bad mouse.
Outside, the little brown mouse follows her footprints to the entrance of their cave, still carrying his hazelnut.
The footprints led to the Gruffalo cave, where the Gruffalo's child was a bit less brave. The Gruffalo's child was a bit less bored. And the Gruffalo snored and snored and snored.
Outside, the mouse sits down on a rock. The squirrels look up at their mum. Suddenly, the older one jumps out into the snow and spins around, using her tail to make a perfect circle. Then she marks three little holes and leaves a Gruffalo's footprint. She goes back to her brother, roars, and pushes him playfully. Then they both run up the tree trunk, laughing. Their mum looks at the footprint in the snow and follows them.